Amid the feverish pre-Christmas preparations, few people have time to stop and think about the holiday's religious significance. That's true all over the world, perhaps, but here in the Czech Republic, there's also the added concern that traditional Czech Christmas traditions, such as presents being delivered by the baby Jesus, are being shoved aside by Western imports, such as Santa Claus. So what does Christmas mean to someone who does hold religious beliefs? Rob Cameron spoke to writer and philosopher Erazim Kohák, an active member of the Evangelical Church.
My memories of Christmas are from sometime in the 16th century. Ours was a Protestant family, that is Evangelická rodina, in which the old tradition, the traditions of the old Jednota Bratrská, were very strong, and they were colored by peasant traditions. But the Christmas was for us very strictly a religious observance. For instance, there were no presents. Presents were brought by Saint Nicholas on the eve of the 6th of December. But this business of a little naked baby flapping its wings and flying in through windows, that just did not fit. At Christmas we read, and the great gift was the salvation of the world.
So when, if ever, did the baby Jesus make an appearance into your life?
Very, very early, but it was denominationally colored. I knew that in Catholic families, baby Jesus is said to be bringing presents. When my parents had to compromise and wanted to give me presents, then it was angels who brought, it was either the star, the Bethlehem star, and its rays, which materialized as angels. So we watched for the star to rise. I would hear tinkling of a bell. And this were the angels bringing in the presents in honor of the birth of Christ. They tried very much to avoid the Baroque conception of child Jesus bringing presents. But I was very, very unusual. Even at our church, none of my friends experienced Christmas quite this way.
Much has changed since then. Has the way that you celebrate Christmas changed with the times, or have you tried to keep those traditions alive?
It has not changed. I did not have to try it. For us, Christmas is still very much a religious holiday. We loved it. In the older days, when in the communist times and immediately after it, Prague on the 24th of December was just any other work day. There was Christmas in churches and in homes, but not in stores. And not simply because there was not a whole deal to purchase. But we liked it very much. Right now, I live with the sense that commercialization has taken away or taken over our holiday and used it for its own rather peculiar purposes.
Was this not just a natural result of the changes that happened in this country in 1989? This was bound to happen, surely.
It was bound to happen, but to call it natural, that would suggest there is something in human nature which prompts a transition to capitalism. No, it wasn't. It was the power of America, not human nature.
Is there anything good about the commercial side of this holiday, Christmas?
I think I can answer that very accurately and briefly. No, I do not see it.
And would I find any of the trappings of Christmas in the Kohák home, a Christmas tree, perhaps decorations?
Oh, definitely. We are embodied. We're not pure spirits. Therefore, when we want to rejoice, we have to act it out. There is going to be a Christmas tree, about 30 centimeters high, but with bright lights on them. And there is a very traditional Czech manger, even though that was originally Catholic, Baroque tradition rather than a Protestant one. We're not fanatics, but the holidays mean so much for us religiously.
Philosopher Erazim Kohák on the significance of Christmas.